This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manhero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manhero anhasi uri musi wemugovera, chikumi 11, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 11605 ne15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. IMF yotumira nhumwa kuZimbabwe kuti itaure nehurumende nezvemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi.
Pane udzvanyiriro wakatidzamei mukati meZimbabwe. Vasikana nevakomana, vakadzi nevarume vari muAfrica Unity Square vane mvumo nekodzero pasi pebumbiro remutemo reZimbabwe kuti vataridzire vanyunyute.
Sangano reHuman Rights Watch roshora zvikuru kushungurudzwa kwarinoti kuri kuitwa vanhu vari kuratidzira muAfrica Unity Square muHarare. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Banga reIMF svondo rinouya riri kutumira nhumwa kuZimbabwe kuti ritaure nehurumende nezvemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika munyaya dzezveupfumi. Vakuru vakuru veIMF muWashington DC vaudza Studio 7 kuti havasi kufara nenyaya yehurumende yekuda kuunza mabond notes nezvimwe zvopakuti vaone sekunge Zimbabwe ichatadza kubhadhara zvikwereti zvayo. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabatawo nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi vaProsper Chitambara.
Asi kwakakosha zvakanyanyisisa nekuti munoziva Zimbabwe yakaita chibvumirano chekuti vachabhadhara chikwereti chedu nemainternational financial institutions under funded program. Saka musangano uyu uri kuuya kuzoona kuti zvinhu zvamira sei, pane progress iri kuitika here in terms of nyaya dzeeconomic management. Ndozvinozotitemenawo ukama hwedu neInternational Monetary Fund going forward.
Ko tichitarisawo nyaya yemari dzemabond notes dziroda kuparurwa nehurumende idzi, munofunga kuti IMF ingatore danho ripi panyaya iyoyi?
Ane concern huru iripo ngangu uri even kuna IMF ndeyekuti urongwa hwehurumende hwaita kuti zvinhu zvisagadzikane zvakanyanyisisa, especially mubanking sector, mufinancial sector. Mubengisete yakakosha zvinhu zvakasagadzikana. Pari zvino tiri kuona kuti madhipozita ari kunotora mari dzavo mumabhanga, vanhu vaakutya kusiya mari dziri mumabhanga, saka zvaakuafekta stability yefinancial system zvinogona kuzoafektawo economic recovery, zvoita kuti Zimbabwe itadze kuzonge ichibhadhara chikwereti chayo neInternational Monetary Fund. Saka tingi izvi zviri kukoshera panyaya iyoyo yekuti zvinhu zvakakanganisika zvinogona kuita kuti tisadze kunge tichibhadhara mazvikwereti zvedu neInternational Monetary Fund.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi vaProsper Chitambara vanoshanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe vari parunare muHarare. Sangano rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu reHuman Rights Watch riri kushora zvikuru kushungurudzwa kwarinoti kuri kuitwa vemasangano anorwira kodzero dzevanhu vari kuratidzira muAfrica Unity Square muHarare. Masangano ari kuratidzira aya anosanganisira reOccupy Africa Unity Square, Zimbabwe Activists Alliance neZimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance nesangano revadzidzi reZinasu. Hatina kukwanisa kubata mutauriri wemapurisa, Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba, kuti tinzwe divirawo sezvo nhare yavo yanga isiri kudairwa. Asi mukuzeya nyaya iyi, tabata chipanga mazano musangano reHuman Rights Watch vadewa mavinga.
Zvinoratidza pachena kuti pane udzvanyiriro wakatidzamei mukati meZimbabwe. Vasikana nevakomana vakadzi nevarume vari muAfrica Unity Square vane mvumo nekodzero pasi pebumbiro remutemo reZimbabwe kuti vataridzire, vanyunyute, vacheme-cheme varipo pamadiro pasina anofanira kuvashungurudza. Zviri kuitika izvi kushungurudzwa kwevana veZimbabwe pachishandiswa mutemo, pachityorwa mutemo webumbiro renyika.
Asika hurumende iri kuti vari kuda kukurudzira vanhu kuti vaipandukire.
Kwete. Bumbiro remutemo renyika yeZimbabwe rakatsigirwa nehurumende yenyika rinotaura pachena kuti munhu wese ane kodzero yekutaridzira kana kunyunyuta kana asingafari nehurumende yake. Kushaikwa kwakaitwa vaitaidza mara chinhu chinofanira kuti chitaurwe, kuparara kuvita upfumi hwenyika nyaya yekuti mari iri kushaikwa. Zvese izvi vanhu vane kana vachida kunyunyuta vane kodzero iyoyo.
Chipanga mazano muHuman Rights Watch vadewa mavinga vari parunare muJohannesburg, South Africa. Muchirongwa chatinotarisa zviri kuitika kumaruwa nasi, tabata mukuru wesangano reTobacco Industry and Marketing Board, Dr. Andrew Matibiri. Tavabvunza kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei mukutengeswa kwefodya nevarimi.
Izvo zviri kufamba hazvo zvakanaka. Fodya yatengeswa zvino izvi misandani mafiga zanasi inenge yapfuura 120 million kgs. Average price actually $2.91.
Varimi vari kufara here nemutengo?
Varimi hatingati varimi, of course zvinenge zvatovane mari yakawanda, but iye zvinhu zvekuona kwatiudza zvinenge zvakagadzikana. Hapana kwatirikuona kuri kutinetsei varimi zvakanyanyisa. Of course apo neapo zvinowanikwa vamwe vanenge vachitaura kuti mutengo wandapiwa asi hati kuzvigadzira.
Saka fodya yakawanda yacho iri kutengwa naanani?
Izvozvo fodya yakawanda iri kutengwa nemakambani mairi anotiwo TNZ inomirira China Tobacco neMarshall and Tobacco Company. Asi kune vamwe makambani akaita sana Boost Africa nevamwe vakadaro vari kutengwa fodya yakati wandei.
Muri kufarawo here imi neyatingati quality kana kuti unaku wefodya yacho iri kutengeswa?
Tichitarisa quality yatiri kuona tiri kufara zvikuru, kunyanya tichitarisa kwatakabva kuti fodya yacho yakarimwa sei. Gore rakapera sekubva pamunoenda kwakanyanya kupisa muna November, December. Saka nezvatiri kuona izvi hatiri kufara nekwaliti yazvo. Andivo vari kutenga fodya vacho vari kugutsikana nevari kuti kwaliti yakanaka.
Tichitarisawo vamwe varimi vatingati vemaruva vaya, vari kurimawo fodya here zvamuri kufara nazvo?
Kunyanya vekumaruva ndovandiri kunyanya kufara navo. Ndiri kuona kuti yatombi yakwaliti kunaka kwefodya yazvo. Kuri kuramba kuchikwirira kuchienda kumberi kuimprova nechirungu. Zviri kuramba zvichiita nani.
Tochimbotarisawo nyaya yemari yanga ichinetsa iyi, zvaakufamba sei kuvarimi?
Mari yanga ichinetsa hongu idambudziko renyika yose. Saka varimiwo vari kubatwa-batwawo nazvo. Asi tinotarisa nematanho akatorwa nereserve bank zvinenge zvichada kubudira nani. Totarisa kunyanya kutarisawo svondo inouya tichienda mberi.
Mukuru wesangano reTobacco Industry and Marketing Board, Dr. Andrew Matibiri, vari parunare muHarare.
We love you.
Saverio.
Yeah.
Tete Precious.
Now we're Chifty.
My Instagram.
Yeah, bro.
Na father, my sister. Na father, munu wese, my sweeter. Doro chandira basita, father, bariba zita, father, gana my ancestors. Yeah. Waya, waya.
Inini ndinoitwa Shiltoman, a.k.a. Romeo Anthony the Dancer, father. Magatera Studio 7.
Waya, waya. Muza, waya, waya.
Iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti tichimboenda kuchirongwa chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwevanhukadzi chatinopakurirwa naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Ndino kuchingamidzai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu chamunopakurirwa neni Marvelous Muhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka kunge tiine hurukuro namuzvare Chengetai Mpandira vanogara muHarare kudziva rasekwa extension, avo vanoti upenyu huri kuvaomera zvichitevera kumbosungwa kwavakaita.
Muzvare Mpandira vakaburitswa muusungwa makore apfuura asi vanoti upenyu hausi kuvafambira zvakanaka. Tatanga nekuvhunza Muzvare Mpandira kuti vakasungwa riini.
Ndakabuda mutsungo musi 30 November 2012.
Zvanga zvafamba sei kuti mupinde mutsungo?
Taita zvekutengesa, basa rekutengesa bhizinesi rekuzviitira. Saka pakuzokweretawo mari, kuti kakwereta mari takawanda, asi tabhenga mari iyaiya manje. Ine kubva tazofonerwa ndina ndiri signatory kubhengi. Saka takazofonerwa tatina signatory stree. Tafonerwa kunzi mari yenyu yamakabhenga kuno kukubhengi yakawandisa, torai mari muishandise. Isusu patakazoenda kunowithdrawa mari, hatina kuzokwanisa kuisa mari kugupu rese, but takangoshandisa isusu bhini masignatories, takangoisa mari iyoyo chete kiritrichete. Saka ndakapinda mujeri nemhosva yefraud.
Makatongerwa makore mangani uyezve makazobuda zvaita sei?
Inini ndakatongerwa 1 year 6 months kugara mujeri. Then ndobva ndapiwa community service kuti ndirestitute mari, nekuti mari yachina kanga yam 27,000. But then mari yatikanga tatora isusu yakanga iri 12,000. Asi kuti zvisvika ku 27 hakuna kunzwisisa manje kuti yakawekwa sei and so forth. Saa 27,000 takapiwa 1 year 6 months kugara mujeri. Ndobva ndapiwa community service and restitute or restitute mari iyoyo. Asi zvisa zvazokwanisa kurestitute mari zvese hatisina. Saka takazonopika 6 months. Ini ndakabuda ndatopedza, ndatosevha, ndatopedza sentensi yangu.
Mungati imi makatambirwa sei munharaunda yamaigara? Uyezve vamwewo vanenge vachibuda muusungwa madzimai, tinoona kuti President Robert Mugabe vakapa ivo presidential pardon, vanotambirwa sei?
Stigma kugara munharaunda wakamboenda kujeri kwakaoma dhia. Handidi kunyepa, zvinhu zvinotiremei, zvinhu zvinonetsa. Because we find it everyone hapana chaunokwanisa kuti uite, nekuti ukati uite something, ukati uite chinhu zvinonzi akamboenda kujeri. No, hapana munhu anombofa akakutrusta no matter what. Chero utaure zvinhu zvakanaka sei kana kuti uise pfungwa dzakainaka sei, hapana munhu anokutrusta. 1, 2 izini hama kutambirwa rinini kwaka life from day yakaita scattered nanhasi. Handisikukwanisa kana kuti ndidzokere kuita zvandakanga nditi zvakaoma, kuti hapana anokwanisa kunditambira zvachose.
Saka munobatsirikana sei zuva nezuva mushure mekunge maregeredzwa kubva mutrongo?
Apa zviri kunetsa since situation yakaoma muZimbabwe. Zvinhu zvakaoma hazvisi kunyatsobatana kuti uti urarame mararamiro, ndekuti hangu zvekutengesa. But then zvinhu zviri kurema zvekuti dai kuri kunzi unenge une simba kana kuti une mukana wekuti munobatana moratidza vanhu kuti handisi mbavha. Kana tiri vanhu vanenge vabva mujeri, tiri vanhu yakaita ngeinini, ndofunga kunge kuratidzira kwekuyi kuti vanhu vanzwisise. Then kuti kuti vanhu vatitambiro kozvezvino izvinhu ndikaenda nekuti ndikutsvaga ini ndagara ndega hangu ndaita zvekurosa bhodha ndichinohodha maplastic work and hardware kusouth africa ndichitengesa muno muzimbabwe. But then kana kuti ndiende kunotsvaga kana izvinhu loan kuna ani, hapana anokwanisa kundibatsira nenyaya yekuti sarangu riri pablacklist. Dai vakadzi vakamboenda kujeri tichikwanisa kuti taizoonana kana kuti taikwanisa kubatana, kuti isusu vakadzi tinoungana pamwe chete tichisheya pfungwa dzetinoita seboka kana tisangano tinokwanisa kutisumudzira isusu kuti vanhu vese vangozodai vatiripo hatisi mbavha. Takaenda takanorisema.
Aiwa, nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje. Tinokutendai Muzvare Chengetai Mpandira kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Marvelous.
Isusu taikurudzira kuti pane atinoti tsika nemagariro dzechivanhu kunyanyanyanya ndo dzanga dzichikonzeresa kuti vana varore vari vana vadiki. Zvana kuzvarira, zvana ngozi, kuti mwana anonzi ari pengozi yemunhu anonzi akaurayiwa kana pane zvakaitika kudhara zvaasingazivi.
Mangwana muchirongwa chedu cheYouth Forum tine hurukuro naMuzvare Tariro Mute vanoona nezvekuburitswa kwemashoko musangano reInternational Young Women's Institute for Development. Tichange tichitaura nezvenyaya yekurodzwa kwevana vadiki vasati vasvika zera. Musakanganwe kuteerera chirongwa chedu ichi. Iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti tichienda kuna Jonga Kandebiri achitipa chirongwa upenyu hwedu.
Ndinokutambirai muchirongwa chedu upenyu hwedu
Kumwe tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anemi muchirongwa, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nezvenzara inonzi yapfunya chisero mudunhu rechipinge kuManicaland uko kwatakaita hurukuro nava mwadzionera mulambo. Tinogamuchirai nemufaro pastudio 7 vamulambo.
Ah, zviri nani mwakadiniwo?
Aiwa tiri vatano. Tati timbozwa kuti kwamuri zviro zvakamira wani wani munyaya dzechikafu.
Ya, kudezini zviri hazvizi kuema zvakanaka, govho redu rakashata. Atina chatakakwanisa kuona muminda dzedu. Zvekuti hurumende ikasakasa kuone nhambu yaingaita kuti tidetsere vanhu vekudeziri, tinotambudzika kwazvo.
Imi makakohwa chibage chakadii kana chikafu chamakakohwa mwaka uno?
Inini pa 2 hectares dzandinadzo ndakakwanisa kuone tini.
Kana muchiti makakwanisa kuwana tini, rinenge riine uremu hwakadii tini iroro?
17 kg.
Saka 17 kgs mune mhuri yakakura zvakadii vamulambo?
Ini nemukadzi nevana vairi tiri 4 pamhuri yangu.
Zvino muchaita zvekudii kuti munge muchirarama?
Maomera zvakaita kuti ndimuronzere ngekutoti takambopromiswa kuti kune mushandira pamwe wekuti tozomupe chibage. Saka tiri kundoshanda, tapedzezvo tochindohamba-hambawo teirime zvimagadhini mumabani umo kuti tangani tingaone muruwo kuti titengese, tatengesa totizotsvake ufu wekuti tizorya nekwakaibvawo pamberi padera.
Saka pazuva vanhu vari kukwanisa kudya kwakadii?
Pamhuri yangu ndinode pamwedzi ndinode iwo matini matatu, ma17 kg iwawo ndinode pamwedzi ndinode matatu.
Saka imi tichitarisa iro zuva ranhasi randiri kubhuya nemi kudai, chii chamadya nemhuri yenyu?
Vanoti vabike sadza pakasare munya. Ivo vana vanoende kuchikora ava vogure munya uya. Isusu mangwanani techiende kumagadheni hapana chetinorya, tozorye sadza masikati. Neite zvinezvi vana mai vari kutobika kuti one zvekurya remadekoni, saka tinorya kairi pazuva.
Pane zvirongwa zvekubatsirawo zvinosimbouya zvinobatsira mhuri dzinenge dzichitambura pamwe nevakwegura, zviri kuwanikwa here imomo?
Takambouye dhona rakauya reWorld Food Program. Dhona iroro rakavhara muna April. Saka kubva apapo madhona aasi kubatsira. Iyo hurumende yakandotivimbisa kana kuti yakatidakadzisa ngokureketa mukanwa kuti tichazomuunzire mabonore.
Mabonore chii ichocho?
Chibage.
Saka chibage icho hachisati chauya?
Hatisati. Chakambouye chemachembere maover 60 years. Veshe vasati vasvikise 60 years kunga vasati vadetserwa. Saka kwakazopindai murodhi mweindovhare mumarodhi akashata. Saka ndozvatiri kumbotoita zvinezvi.
Tinonzwawo mune manga matunhu vamwe vachiti kana chibagwe chauya icho chekubatsira vanhu chiri kuzopiwa pachitariswa kuti huri webato ripi, zviri kuitikawo here mudunhu menyu?
Hino unono ndiko kwakatoshata zvengendaa yekuti ukatofungirwa kuti hausi pabato iri riri kutonga, asi bagawo zvechioni.
Imi mati mambosanganawo here nedambudziko iroro kana makanga muinewo rimwe bato ramunotsigira risiri riri kutonga?
Ya, tinotoendawo kuona pamulaini papapo wosvika wotozi imwimwi vanondopawo zvikonzero vasikabudi pachena, asi vanochizoganza manje kana kuti hamuri kumisangano.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamulambo nekuwana nguva yekutaura nesu. Onekai zvenyu vateereri.
Ndinobonga ngevandizwa.
Manga makateerera kune mugari wekuchipinge mudunhu reManicaland vamwadzionera mulambo muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwedu. Chirongwa ichi munochipiwa neni Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ngatisanganei zvakare svondo rinouya. Ndokusiya mina Blessing Zulu.
Aiwa, tinotenda Jonga. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro nawo zvakare. IMF yotumira nhumwa kuZimbabwe kuti itaure nezvemamiriro eupfumi uhwo hunonzi waenda kumawere. Sangano reHuman Rights Watch roshora zvikuru kushungurudzwa kwarinoti kuri kuitwa vanhu vari kuratidzira muAfrica Unity Square. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anokuonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndokusiyai mina Gibbs Dube munhau dzechirungu. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, June 11th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Kip Stube. Here are our top stories this evening. Various countries, including Zimbabwe, signed a political declaration to continue fighting the HIV/AIDS scourge.
The major highlight is that we think that our reason for being here, our purpose has been achieved. The major reason why we were here was to witness the signing of this political declaration by all countries.
And as usual, we'll focus on issues affecting girls and women. Stay tuned. The 2016 high-level meeting on ending AIDS ended yesterday at the United Nations General Assembly, with member countries including Zimbabwe signing a political declaration committing to find ways of ending the disease. Lois Chingandu of the Southern Africa HIV and AIDS Information Dissemination Service tells Studio 7's Mavela Simhlanganyawuye that she is confident that the Zimbabwean government will implement some of the recommendations that came out of the meeting.
The major thing is that the political declaration has been endorsed.
What is in this declaration that you think will benefit Zimbabwe, especially people living with HIV AIDS in the country?
There were about four issues that we were really looking for. The first issue was the issue of food treatment. We wanted to see the issue of treatment continue to remain on the agenda. So that is there. The second issue is that of women and our young girls. As you know, that for us in Zimbabwe, this is a very special population in terms of infection. So that also went into the document. The third area was the issue of financing for HIV, because, you know, ideas are good, but in the absence of money, you cannot deliver on the ideas. So we also got a commitment in the declaration around financing, both external financing by the bigger donors, but also a commitment from local leaders, including our own, for domestic financing.
That was the director of SAFAIDS, Lois Chingandu, speaking with Studio 7, Mavela Simhlanganyawuye from New York, USA. Zimbabwean teachers have described as progressive a labor court's ruling that the government should reinstate vacation leave days for educationists who were recalled from leave under unclear circumstances sometime this year. The court declared as null and void the move taken by the respondents that included the Ministers of Education and Finance, Civil Service Commission and Secretary of Education. Takaba Firajo of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that teachers who were affected will have to fill vacation leave cancellation forms.
We just want one battle, that the teachers must get back their leave days, and that they must fill in leave forms to reclaim their leave days that have been actually taken by the employer. But we hope that the employer would be sensitive to the plight of teachers and realize that as employees, teachers have the right to go on leave.
And who is going to bear the cost of this court action?
Well, the ruling is the fact that the cost must be paid by the employer, who comprise Minister of Public, Minister of Labour, Minister of Civil Service, as well as the Minister of Education. And this is why we really implore with the employer that there is no need for intransigence, because ultimately the government will lose more money going to court, losing the court, and then paying, rather than just allowing teachers to enjoy their leave.
That was Mr. Takaba Firajo speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu. There was no comment from the Ministers of Education and Finance, Civil Service Commission, and the Secretary of Education. In our show, Girls, Youth and Development, this evening we are talking about labor issues, and our reporter, Gioneso Jani, starts today's conversation.
Hello, Zimbabwe. Today we have Talking Girls, Young Women and Development with Nyari Mashayamombe and Daphne Jenna from her Zimbabwe. Hello, Nyari.
Hi, Hi, Chuaniso, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Hi, Daphne.
Hi, Chuaniso, how are you?
I'm fine. Nyari, what's the question you have for us today?
Thank you very much, Chuaniso. Today, Daphne and I are going to talk about the vulnerabilities that women have had to go through as a result of the introduction or the amendment of the labor bill that allows the employers to change or to give 3 months notice to their employees. So I'm just going to go straight up and talk to Gaston. Let me know what you think about the new development. I think we read the Herald today.
Today, there was a report that the leading trade unions presented a report to Parliament that there is sexual harassment happening in the banking sector, where managers are threateningly refused to give them sexual favors to put by saying, I'll put you on top or I'll include you on the termination list. Because right now, companies are going through a process where they put employees on the termination list where, you know, you've got 3 months notice. After 3 months, you don't have a job. So now, because most of these people who are in the powerful positions are men, they are now going to young women and saying, either you give me what I want, which are generally sexual favors, or you're on the list and you are going home. This is only worsening the plight of women.
In the 80s, when we won Zimbabwe, there's been a lot of work that has been put in to make sure that there's equality at work, that women are protected. Do you think that the current development kind of takes away from the gains that have been done within the industry to ensure that there was equality between men and women? Do you feel like this has been gainful or it's going backwards?
I personally think it's going backwards because some of the solutions we've had, experience has shown that some of them were outdated. Because yes, you can have a policy in a working space that says if you're sexually harassed, you can go and report. But there is a whole long process that will go on for you to get a hearing, for the case to be taken up, and for someone to be convicted of being that. And we have to prove that is what happened. And now if someone has to compare whether they are going to lose their job if they lose the case. And right now things are hard out there. And these are services are very expensive for most women considering their paychecks. So this is taking away the gain, and we actually need to improve on the solutions we have to do so that we will not have these cases happening in the near future.
When this bill was introduced, there was such an urgency. It was just done under closed doors. There was no public inquiry in the labor bill. Would you think that maybe had there been an inclusion of women in the process, maybe this bill would have been better, even the development would have been better?
I think it would have been, because I always think that experience is the best teacher. So if you don't include someone who goes through certain experiences to contribute to a bill or a policy, everybody else who contributes will only be thinking about what they go through and what works for them. So if you don't include the women who actually go in through the processes, who know how it feels, who know how it happens, even the provisions to make sure they are protected, will not be included. And I really think had they been consulted and found very important to be part of the bill, I'm sure would have had a different result.
And I think it's high time as Zimbabweans begin to hold our government accountable to make sure that the decisions that are being made by a few are not made, because this is a flawed system that is robbing us a lot. And I think we need to explore more of the processes that are being made in terms of the decisions that are made for the masses.
That was Nyaratso Mashaya-Mombe, director of Take a Life International, an organization fighting for the rights of girls and women, Daphne Jenner of Her Zimbabwe, and Studio 7 reporter Chioniso Chani on the show Girls, Youth and Development. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
30 soldiers from Niger and 2 from Nigeria were killed in a Boko Haram attack by hundreds of assailants on June 3rd on the southeastern town of Bosso, close to the border with Nigeria. The United States condemns in the strongest terms Boko Haram's barbaric attack on the military in Niger. In addition to the soldiers killed in the onslaught, 67 individuals were injured. This latest attack, said the State Department in a written statement, further underscores Boko Haram's blatant disregard for the people of the Lake Chad Basin area. It was the deadliest attack carried out in Niger by the Islamic terrorist group since April 2015, when at least 74 people, including 28 civilians, were killed at the Lake Chad island of Karamga. Boko Haram has been fighting since 2009 to establish an Islamic caliphate in Nigeria, adhering to strict Sharia law. About 2.3 million people have been displaced and thousands have been killed during the seven-year insurgency. Basso is in Niger's Diffa region, where many people have sought sanctuary from Boko Haram violence. Boko Haram attacks in the area began in February 2015, with increased violence since April 2016, according to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. As many as 40,000 refugees are moving to safer environments and are in need of humanitarian aid. The United States stands by its partners in Niger, Nigeria, Chad, and Cameroon, and supports their efforts to fight and defeat Boko Haram. These countries, in addition to Benin, have contributed troops to a 9,000-strong regional task force dedicated to fighting the terrorist group. International cooperation and a comprehensive approach remain vital components of this unified effort to bring lasting peace and security to the region and defeat to the terrorists.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
And now it's time for the Women's Forum.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight, we're gladly joined on the program by the director of the Southern Africa HIV and AIDS Information Dissemination Service, SAFAIDS, Lois Shingandu. Mrs. Shingandu was in Washington, where she was attending the 2016 high-level meeting on ending AIDS, which was held at the United Nations General Assembly and ended yesterday. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Mrs. Shingandu.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your organization. What does SAFAIDS do?
SAFAIDS, we are a regional organization that has been involved in fighting HIV, gender-based violence, and the treatment issues for many, many years. We have now been in operation for about 21 years now. Mainly, we work primarily in Zimbabwe, but we also work in countries outside Zimbabwe. But when we are in Zimbabwe, we work in most of the districts. We target mostly women. We are also targeting traditional and religious leaders. We are also targeting men, so that is an important aspect of fighting HIV.
You were saying that one of the major roles of why you were in New York at the 2016 high-level HIV/AIDS meeting was to look at the interests of women and young girls. Tell us a little bit about this.
As you might be aware, that even when you take, about 10 people that are infected living with HIV or dying from HIV, you will find that about 54% of that will be women and young girls. So it is very, very important that when we are talking about HIV, we put this group in the center, because we have to make sure that they are protected from HIV. However, there are other things that drive HIV towards women. So we also have to look at that. That is why when I talk of us working with traditional leaders, with religious leaders, we are looking at some of the cultural practices that we feel contribute to increasing HIV around women. Issues of gender-based violence, we can never really forget those, because we know in our countries that gender-based violence still remains a real problem.
There may be some women and young girls listening out there who want to be inspired about your own story. Who is Lois Shingandu?
Lois Shingandu is the executive director of SAFAIDS, who is also a mother and a wife, and who has also come previously from a difficult marriage and was able to come out of that relationship. What I can advise a lot of women and young girls is that we should never give up on our lives. We should always know that we ourselves have the power to shape our own future. We should not wait for someone to come from somewhere to empower you or to tell you what to do. We have that power inside us. But sometimes we don't know that. And we can sit in a relationship for many, many years knowing that this relationship is not working. It is putting me at risk. But we continue because we fear, you know, we have this fear of taking decisions. My advice is that we should not. And I want to encourage young women to say the game changer for any woman's life is education. Never compromise on education. As much as possible, keep on going to school, because that's what is going to make a difference.
And
And some will also ask, how are you managing being the director, the mother, and a wife?
It's really a challenge, particularly being an African woman, because while you are expected to be this superwoman, you are supposed to be the best director at work, the best wife, the best mother, the best daughter-in-law, the best daughter of someone. And sometimes all those multiple expectations can really overwhelm you. And so in my own experience, I have had sometimes to really make tough choices because you can't be the best of all. Something has to be compromised. And the important thing is you have to discuss with your family so that your children, your husband, they understand that you have these huge demands also at work. Because when I get home, for example, in the evening, I might want to cook for my family, but I might also have huge documents that I need to read before I walk into a meeting the following day. And so to avoid people saying, oh, female directors are not effective, because people will know if you walk into a meeting without reading a document. So your family sometimes needs to understand that you are not going to be able to do all the things that an ideal mother needs to do. But when, for example, it's a weekend, it's a holiday, I try to compensate and try to fill in those gaps. But it can be really, really tough.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Mrs. Lois Chingandu, the director of SAFAIDS, for having been our guest here on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Hello, Zimbabwe. I am Chione Sojani, your host for Time to Engage. And today we have a special guest all the way from Washington, D.C. And his name is Masipula Sithole. And he is also the founder of Rhythm for Recovery. Hi, Masi.
Hello. Thanks for inviting me to the show.
Great. Masi, tell us, what is Rhythm for Recovery all about?
This is a project that I've been piloting over the past few years. It's a passion of mine. We're trying to put the magic of music into people's lives, primarily through the tom piano and the mbira and the kalimba. Trying to share that with the schools, the hospitals.
Are you saying that mbira and kalimba have healing effects? I hear you talking about hospital and recovery.
Well,
absolutely.
One of the hidden treasures from our tradition that the world needs to get in touch with. And it's been very exciting for me. Very inspired, brings a lot of smiles to people. And it's been a wonderful journey thus far. May was Mental Health Month nationwide. A lot of the organizations were honoring people who face the challenge of mental illness or mental infirmity. And so the event that I was able to coordinate was a workshop looking at wellness and trying to share with people, not just my story, but create a space for them to share, you know, their struggles. And it was a chance for the community here in DC to come together for a couple of hours just to share what was on their chest, trying to promote sound mindedness through the music. I've been in the diaspora for a good 20 years now. I'm really dreaming about the day when I can return home. One-way ticket. back home.
You know, it's so funny that you are a Zimbabwean. You don't want to be in America. You want to go home. And that's the first time I've ever heard that. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Home is home. There are a lot of things from Zimbabwe that I miss. The music, the language, being in an ET, you know. really some of the things that I need to recover. My language, strange at times, stressful at times, that I speak Shabby Shona. I should really be bilingual to promote the music.
Can you play a bit of your mbira, please? For being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on the show.
That was Masipula, and I am Chione Sojani, your host for Time to Engage.
That's all what we have today in Zimbabwe. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Chris Gande. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Gibbs Dube selamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 omgqibelo mhla ka 11 Hlangula 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Elingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle ondlela zimhlophe olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, udaba lozelama uMongameli Mugabe seluzila kulandela ukwethusela akwenze abalwa impi yenkululeko ngeGugurahundi.
Kuhle kube sokwari ukuthi Mugabe uyesaba ukuthi ngelinye ilanga abantu bazamkhipha ekukhundleni. Yikho lapho umbona kona ekhuluma ngolaka and uzalandela nge-action leyithi ngezenzo.
Kambe ukupha izibotshwa amakhondomu emajele kuzehlisa na inani lokuthelelana igcikwane le-HIV?
Sikhangelele ukuthi sikhangele iqiniso lokuthi ucansi phakathi kwezibotshwa emajele luyayenzakala njalo lukhona. Ngakho-ke nxa kuyukuthi sifuna ukukhangelana neqiniso lelo, kumele khona kube lezindlela-ke zokuthi khona sivikele ukumemetheka kwegcikwane.
Uhulumende uthi abakubhizimusi lokuthengisa impahla ezithiyeneyo ama-retailers ngesilungu kumele bangahlali bedinga uncedo kuye. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Udaba lozelama uMongameli Mugabe seluzila kubandla lezanu PF kulandela ukwethusela akwenze abalwa impi yenkululeko ngeGugurahundi. Umgabe utshele umhlangano wedalela Central Committee yebandla lakhe ngolwesine ukuthi abakhuluma udaba lokumelama bafana lama-dissident. Wabuza esithi ama-dissident ayengama-wovet kodwa liyazi okwenzakala kubo na. Lokhu sekuthiye amalunga ebandla esethithibele ngodaba lozakwelama uMgabe osele minyaka engamachumi ayithoba munwe munye lambili i-92. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Zenzele Ndebele.
Wawuqala kutshengisela ukuthi uMgabe iGugurahundi wayenza ngabomo yayingaso moment of madness njengalokhu ayesitshela khona ukuthi ukuthi into ayiplanile wayenza ngabomo njalo izimisele futhi ukuyiphinda. Okwesibili kutshengisela ukuthi khona uMgabe the only time where he will speak strongly and fearful or with force is when his power is threatened. And kuhle kube sokwari ukuthi uMgabe uyesaba ukuthi ngelinye ilanga abantu bazamkhipha esikhundleni. Yikho lapho umbona kona ekhuluma ngolaka and uzalandela nge-action leyithi ngezenzo. Ngoba uhle wakhuluma wathi khona emsukwini ezimbili ezintathu ezilandelayo they will discipline abantu ababona ngani abalandeli with the president. So uMgabe isikhathi lapho akhuluma khona nzima khona akhuluma khona kakhulu akhuluma khona effectively. Is only when my runangani babantu abafuna ukumkhipha embusweni. And out of all these ngamene ngakho kuthiwa uyaconcentrate akize ngawo bekhuluma ngecorruption ekhuluma ngokuthi i-economy uzayenzani ukuthi ilungiswe but ukhuluma ngokuthi wena yena akula muntu ongamkhipha esikhundleni. And kuyayangisa ukuthi umuntu eminyaka eyi-92 ebeleke funa ukuyabela esikhundleni when we all know ukuthi wona umzimbazele awusavuma.
Kodwa-ke nxa ukhangele ubona ungani kungenzakala yini lokhu akutsho kweGugurahundi eyesibili njengoba kathesi kwehlukene umumo ukuthi ayisiyo madephelele nto asekhuluma ngayo le. Ubona ungani kungenzakala?
Mbona ngani akusoze kwenzakale to the extent okwenzakala ngayo but ngezinye indlela uzama ukuthi uzimisele ukubulala ukwenzela ukuthi ehlale esemandleni. So akhona amadoda angabotshwa akhona mhlawumbe amadoda anganyamalala ikakhulu lawo akhokhela ama-veterans akhona amadoda alamacala angagcina esala esejele. So it's a strong warning njalo abantu abazangokhris mhlwangwa nabanye abayibo abakhokhela ama-veterans ukuthi lokho selifuna ukwenza sekuyingozi kakhulu kini. So sesikhangelele ukuthi size ukuthi bona bazaphendula besithini nxa kuyukuthi bazaphendula.
Lo-ke uMnumzana Zenzele Ndebele ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. kamqondisi wogatsha lwezibotshwa lamajele umnumzana Paradzai Zimondi eyokuthi izibotshwa sezizaphiwa amakhondomu seludale inkulumo. UZimondi utshele umhlangano eVictoria Falls ukuthi sebezabamba ngamandla izibotshwa ukuthi zihlole igazi lazo ukuze kubonakale ukuthi zilegcikwane le-HIV kumbe hatshi. Kodwa uZimondi uthi baningi abathi kabalifuni lelo nyathelo ukubalisa zona izibotshwa. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele sikhulumeli senhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezemacansini iZimbabwe Sexual Rights Center umnumzana Mojalefa Mokwele othi inyathelo leli liyancomeka njalo ngabe lathathwa kudala.
Udaba lolu ngilukhangele njengendlela yokuzama ukuvikela kumemetheka kwegcikwane le-HIV. Ngibona kuyi-step esiqakathekileyo kakhulu okumele sithathwe kumbe okumele kade ngabe sathathwa. Sikhangelele ukuthi sikhangele iqiniso lokuthi ucansi phakathi kwezibotshwa emajele luyayenzakala njalo lukhona. Ngakho-ke nxa kuyukuthi sifuna ukukhangelana neqiniso lelo kumele khona kube lezindlela-ke zokuthi khona sivike le ukumemetheka kwegcikwane ngoba indlela zokuvikela ukuthi ucansi angenzakali kazi katholakala.
Kodwa sizwa kuthiwa zona izibotshwa ziyala njalo labanye abaphandle bathi bona lokhu kuzenza ukuthi kube labaningi abayenza khona lokhu emajele.
Ye, ngiyakuzwa kambe ngivumelana nayo ukuthi abantu abaningi bangani bayakhalaza bayala ngaleli dala. Kodwa-ke sesikhangelene thina leqiniso singabantu ngelani lokuvikela ukumemetheka kwegciwane futhi khona emajele lapho ucansi uyathola uyenzakala sela indlela abakhangelane lokugcina izibotshwa sebezitholile zokuvikela ukuthi ucansi angenzakali. Amajele ethu kawenelisi ukuthi abeke umuntu munye ngamunye kwelakhe indlu yedwa ukuze kungabi le-contact labanye abantu. Ngakho-ke ngenxa yokuthi amajele ethu avele afake abantu abaningi wanda kuliqiniso-ke ukuthi ucansi usuka abe khona azikho indlela zokuvikela ukuthi ucansi phakathi kwabantu abavalelweyo lungabi khona. Ngakho-ke ukuze sivikele ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-HIV lokuvikela ukumemetheka kwezinye imikhuhlane ethelelwana ecansini kumele-ke kube khona indlela uhulumente azenzayo. Ngakho-ke thina singabantu abasebenzelana kakhulu lokuvikela kwegciwane sithi umbono omuhle lowo ozayenza ukuthi kungabi lokumemetheka kwegciwane emajele akithi.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Mojalefa Mokwele isikhulumeli senhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezemacansini iZimbabwe Sexual Rights Center ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Umhlangano owakuqala wenhlanganiso eziqhuba umsebenzi wokuthengisa oweZimbabwe International Retailers Summit wenzwe eHarare kunsukwana ezisanda kwedlula. Uhulumende esithi loba nje ephathisa amabhizimusi kasoze aqhubekele phambili kodwa kuzamele amabhizimusi la azibonele. Intatheli izindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Umnumzana Fanuel Sibanda odinda ibhuku eliphathisa abakumabhizimusi atshiyeneyo labafuna ukuvula amabhizimusi kuleli elithiwa Zimbabwe yebhuku uthi lo mhlangano qakathekile kakhulu kumkhankaso yentuthuko yezomnotho welizwe.
Umhlangano lo uqakatheke kakhulu ngoba ucuzulula udaba lwezokuthuthukiswa komnotho weZimbabwe. Lapho esingena khona thina sikhangelisisa ukuthi ezomnotho zihamba njani.
Khuluma kulo mhlangano umphathi ntambo wezokulungiswa kwempahla lokuthengiswa kwayo umnumzana Mike Bima wazise ukuba imisebenzi yokuthengiselana ivula imisebenzi eminingi eyiyona esibili ilandela ezokulima ukutholisa abantu imisebenzi ngobuningi babo. UBima uthi abathengisayo laba kumele besebenze ngendlela esegcekeni kube lo mthiyano phakathi kwabalungisa impahla abayithengisayo njengama-supermarket kunye labathengisela ama-supermarket anje okuthiwa ngama-wholesalers. Ethi okwamanje amabhizimusi amaningi sehlanganisa imisebenzi enje okwenza ukuba kunzimele uhulumende ukuba ephumele imingqondo engabaphathisa. Umnumzana Sibanda uthi ibhuku leZimbabwe yebhuku lize sabadala lelizwe lonke ukuze abafuna ukusungula amabhizimusi abo baphathiseke.
Izatholakala kumadolobha wonke aweZimbabwe, through ama office, ama municipalities, ama rural district councils, kuma community libraries, kuma university, lapha sikhangelela kuleli lizwe. Azatholakala kuma trade fairs, phandle kweZimbabwe. Ngoba ibhuku leli silenza sibambisana lohulumeni.
Okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries umnumzana Danford Mutashu wazise umhlangano ofanayo ukuba baqakathekisa ubudlelwano abalabo lohulumende, ethi njalo sebekhetha ukuba bengakakhulumelani lohulumende kuzinto ezitshiyeneyo, benze inhlolisiso ezwayo. Ethi sikhuluma kanje sebeqhatshe ibhizimusi lokucubungula ukuba behlole imisebenzi yabathengisa-ke ezitaladeni okuthiwa ngamavenda, kunye lokuhlola udaba lwemali ye-bond note lokuthi ingaphazamisa amabhizimusi kanjani, ibeke isiveza imbono yayo kuhulumende kulobufakazi obuzwayo. Amabhizimusi eZimbabwe avame ukuthenga impahla ngaphandle kwelizwe, ikakhulu ezansi ye-Afrika laseBotswana, bezothengisela kuleli ngoba zithengeka ngentengo ephansi. Ngakwelinye icele abalungisa okufanayo kuleli bethi lokhu kubaphazamisela inzuzo yabo, kugcine kubangela ukuba bevale amabhizimusi abo. Umhlangano lo ngelwa ngamabhizimusi lenhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo ezifana le-N Richards, Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers, Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, National Foods, Spa Zimbabwe lamanye. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Okwamanje sengilithiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga esethulela uhlelo lwethu lwendaba eziphathelane labesifazane.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana lelami usithandekile Mhlanga. Lamuhla sihlaziya indlela induna labantu bokholo olutshiyeneyo asebencedisa ngayo abantwana emaphandleni ukuthola impahla zokusebenzisa nxa besesikhathini ama-sanitary pads. Siqhubekela phambili ngengxoxo lonkosazana Lindile Ndebele. Umqoqi wogatsha lwe-Girls in Control, unhlanganiso ebona ngokuhlanzeka ANSV, i-water sanitation and hygiene.
Ibenisathi mina futhi esinyusa kunanzelela ukuthi indaba yokungena esikhathini igcila kakhulu emasikweni, kube kuzila lokhu kuvile lokhuyana. Sasesinanzelela ukuthi kungona siyitshaya ekhanda, sikhulume nalaba abasigcinela amasiko. Sasesikhuluma-ke nezinduna, ayizinduna ilizwe lonke lingakazemukela. Sike saba nomhlangano omkhulu sibili eHarare esigodlweni ngomnyaka ophelileyo, sithethe izinduna ezivele zithini zonke lezi ezimaphandleni zongu-8. Zafika zaxoxa zacubungula, sisokule nduna-ke esiyadinga imali eminingi ukuthi sebethenga amaphedi amaningi. Sesilawo laba abakhokhelela izinduna, uChief Murini owemasingo loChief Msara futhi owemasingo, abayibo asebekhankasa besebenzelana ngezinduna ngoba sabona ukuthi bona bona baqhube phandle abantu bebona ukuthi hhayi kuyindalo nje yeyisiko kasililahle, kodwa kuyindalo nje kuyadingeka ukuthi umntwana oyintazana kumbe umama ancediseke ngesikhathi esesikhathini.
Kodwa bona bakuvuma yini ukuthi kube yibo ababamba impahla lezi, kumbe bona bayaqoqa kuphela bakhona abanye abakwenzayo?
Bavuma ukukhankasa lathi ngoba bakuzwisisa ukuthi sibuyele emuva kangaka ngenxa yokuthi umntwana lo yintazana nyanga zonke amalanga angu-4 bangu-5 ka esikolo. So kwenza ukuthi ingqubela phambili iye emuva. Kumbe lumama kabuye emhlanganweni lancambisa abantu ngenxa yokuthi usesikhathini, kumbe lumama kuthi ungcolile asangeni ukuzananzeka ukuthi okunyenzele sakufitayo ukuthi kulezi sonto ezithini laba abasesikhathini bangangini. Abanye bathi bephakathi kwenzini okukhonzile bona behlezi phansi, okuhle kubachaye nje sobala
ukuthi laba basesikhathini. So ngezinye izinto abakhankasa besincedisa ngoba abantu bangakuzwa kukhulunywa yinduna eyesiphathele amasiko bakhanya bakuthatha ntoni. So sokwasincedisa kakhulu ezabelweni khona.
Singakhangela eMathebeleland, likhangele yonke eMathebeleland mbe kulezinye izigabeli zikhangele.
Kukhangela izicindi zonke. Kodwa nxa sesikhangela uhlelo olugcolela lugcile lize lungene lemakhitshini abantu eMathebeleland, singaqala ngezansi eMathebeleland, eMathebeleland South. Sisemangwe, siye insiza, siphinde sibambe le-Bake Bridge. Kube sokusithi ngapha enhla yamaNdebele eMatnos, kule Bhinga phezulu le, sehle sibuye eRupani, sithi leNkayi. Yizo-ke lapho esigcine khona, lapho ofica kufundiswa amatitsha, kufundiswe SDC, kwaba kwaqoqa omama, kwaqoqa abantwana bezikolo engithi ngikhuluma kuyo kule mikhankaso vele kulezo zabelo, kwenza ukuthi sikhankase kabanzi nebafaneni. Ngoba umusa sikutholile ukuthi abafana bangabafana, hhayi babehle abaze bacethukisi nangomsinzo, kodwa kathesi futhi balihlazo-ke kulezo ndawo nxa ungabonakala ungumfana uhleka into eyimvelo.
Izibonelo ezikhona ezilitshengisa ukuthi uhlelo leni luyaphumelela.
Sikhuluma kuyo nje sileqembu liselupane babhoda zonke izikolo lezi ezafundisayo. Bahamba sebekhangela-ke anti liyazi esikolo kuyamakwa amarejisi, hamba bekhangela ukuthi uzibani banyani thathi siqalisa kwathi ulova amalanga amangaka, kambe ulokhu elova yini. Into esibonakele ukuthi akasekho oloviswa yokuthi usenyangeni, sebelova nje kumbe ngayingibungabezivakalolunye uluntu, kodwa hhayi ukuthi umuntu selovisa usenyangeni ngoba kungamangalisa usekwazi isikolo sesilakho. Lokho esingathi ngokume kumelela ingozi la uselakho kungikhaya, umama akhe usekwazi nabobaba sebafundisana ngoba le kwakukhangela lezimali zangikhaya ukuthi kuvele umntwana wey'nkazana lo mama akhe kwakufihlakile, kwakumele nje baze bayithole ngathi imali yokwenza into ezinjalo. Kodwa kathesi hhayi nje sokuyinto esegcekeni ngezinye impumelo nje ukuthi na ukukhuluma nje laphana wathi ungawukhuluma unabantu besembisubu. So kathesi hhayi nje sokuyindaba esegudule ngoba lezi khipha lezi esizinika abantu bazigqoka nje bengahluki kuqala.
Lincedisa amantombazana kuphela kumbe labomama sebekhulile?
Ye, abantwana sathi sisenze izifundo zakhona kuhle sesibona ukuthi umuntu wokuqala abathi kungababamba kumbe nxa iqalisa umntwana utshela umama wakhe nxa isesikolo utshela utitsha. Kuza sesibakhangela bona abantu njengabantu abaqakathekile, sabafundisa labo ukuthunga, labo abazali abangabomama abazisebenzisela khonke ukuthungeni. Kumbe nxa besebenzisa okuthengwayo sebekwazi ukuthi kumele batshintshe nini, kumele bageze njani, kumele bachaye izinto zabelangeni, into ezinjalo. Nje wonke umuntu jikeleni osangena esikhathini uphakathi kohlelo.
Leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxo loNkosazana Lindile Ndebele, umqoqi wogatsha lwe-Girls in Control, kwinhlanganiso ebona ngokuhlanzeka e-SNV iWASH. Asidibaneni njalo kuhlelo olufanayo ngomgqibelo olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha e-Washington DC.
Siyabonga Sithandekile Mhlanga. Leyo-ke bekuyingoma emnandi, ingoma kaRagadi ethi yona Mbawe. Isigqibela uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, kodwa singakehlukani, ke sikhangele ebezikhokhela. Udaba lozelama uMongameli Mgabe seluzila kubandla leZANU-PF kulandela ukwethusela akwenze abalwa impi yenkululeko ngeGugurawundi. Kambe ukupha izibotshwa amakhondomu emajele kuzehlisa na inani lokuthelelana igcikwane le-HIV? Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lodu lwalamhlanje luvalelisayo. Igama nguChris Gande, lilale.
You have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.